You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Hello everyone, welcome to Circle of White Light Radio with myself, Alan James. It's January the 10th, 2021, and I know I say it every week, but every week there's so much going on. You all know what's going on. I'm sure you're watching everything on social media. Turn off the mainstream media, you don't want to be watching that rubbish. But on social media, so much going on. Where do you start? Well, we're going to be getting into that during the night. My guest on the show is a chap called Terry Lawton. And Terry has been actively involved regarding the chemtrails and obviously a number of other issues that he's been exposing. And also we're going to be talking about COVID and what's going on in Ireland as well, because Terry is a native of Ireland. And so we'll be getting into that subject matter as usual. But before that, let's find out what the communication channels are.
The communication channels are email, contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
Okay, you know, it's circleofwhitelight.com is a website, as you all know. I'm on Patreon, which is patreon.com/COWLOR, and obviously on PayPal as well. If you can afford to make a small donation to support what I do here at Circle of White Light, that would be fantastic. The PIF team, we're working together to allocate some of the donations to worthy causes. Obviously, we're on lockdown at the moment here in Ireland, and we'll be in lockdown till the end of the month. Well, you know, you never know with these things. They might decide to turn around and lock us down and keep us locked down until the vaccine is pushed out as well. Hopefully that will all stop and fade into the background as more and more people seem to be getting damaged by the vaccines. I don't know whether you're noticing that, but I'm seeing a lot more posts going up on the internet about people being damaged and having severe side effects regarding the vaccines. So, you know, I don't wish bad on anybody, but if you're going to queue up, if you're not going to do the research and stay away from the vaccines, and you're one of these mask wearing people that just want to get the vaccine because you're in fear of the flu, then obviously queue up, get the vaccine. And if you're damaged, well, you know, I mean, that's the price you pay for ignorance. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Okay. So a couple of things to read out as well, as usual, before we get Terry on and have a chat with Terry. TheGuardian.com said dozens of GP practices in England opt out of COVID vaccine rollout. Now, I don't know whether that's the case over here in Ireland, but I know there's a couple of doctors as well over here who are not taking the 30 pieces of silver being offered to them by the Irish government. There's a doctor in, I think he's in Cavan. And he turned around and said, oh, I'm not taking. He was offered something like 3,400 or something as a kind of hush money to carry on and do the vaccines. And he just decided not to do it. So maybe we'll get more doctors with ethics that might actually do the same thing over here in Ireland. But this has really got to do with over in the UK. And it says exclusive, more than 100,000 patients will have to get jab elsewhere, as GPs say they lack capacity to take part. More than 100,000 patients will not be able to get the COVID vaccine from their family doctor after their GP surgery decided not to take part in its deployment, The Guardian can reveal. Dozens of GP practices in England have chosen not to join the NHS's coronavirus vaccination programme amid concerns their workloads are already too heavy. They have too few staff and that patients could suffer if practices have to cut back on other services so doctors can administer the injections. Their reluctance to inoculate patients threatens to overshadow the start of the second phase of the vaccine rollout, which is due to start next week, with GPs taking part for the first time. The Guardian has established that a number of practices in Manchester, Sussex, Lincolnshire, Yorkshire and the Thames Valley have opted out of the programme. The local NHS will have to arrange for patients registered at those surgeries to be vaccinated elsewhere. Now, it's interesting that And I know they're talking about bringing in the army to do the vaccines. I'm not too sure how they're going to do that. But there seems to be, and I don't know what it is, there seems to be a massive hurry and rush to get people vaccinated as quick as they can. Now, I know we talk about the 12 days that are left with Trump, and he's going to hopefully pull things out of the bag and expose everything that's going on. And I feel, I don't know, I'm just taking a guess here, I'm taking a long shot. I feel, by the way, the human frequency was off the charts the last couple of days. Check it out, see what you think. But I feel, I don't know, I just have a funny feeling that there is a transition coming up somewhere on the planet. And they need people vaccinated to stop them from being part of this transition or this change. Now, I'm only guessing this. I'm not saying this is true. I haven't really seen any information to confirm that information. I just have this feeling in my waters that there's such a demand and speed for pushing this vaccine that it's just unreal, really, really unreal. And maybe that's going to be the case. I don't know. We'll see what happens. The other article I have here is HSE creating a database of people who refuse to take the COVID vaccine. A report in today's Daily Mail by Craig Hughes says the HSE are using a specialised database built by tech giants IBM and Salesforce that will capture the data of every person in the country when they have been vaccinated. A spokesman for the HSE told the newspaper that a record will be kept of everyone who gets and doesn't get the vaccine, but this information will not be shared with third parties without consent or legal basis. Yeah, right. Pull the other one. However, with only a handful of independent TDs like Manny McGrath and Michael Collins expressing vaccine hesitancy sentiments and Michael McNamara refusing to answer the question one way or another, it's quite likely that a law will be passed this year allowing the HSE to share information with third parties like the airport authority on who has or hasn't been COVID vaccinated. Now, people tend to forget. People who do not learn from history are destined to repeat it. Now, if you remember, the Germans in World War II used IBM's technology to help facilitate Nazi genocide through generation and tabulation of punch cards based upon national census data. So IBM, during World War II, helped the Nazis document and obviously record everybody's information on punch card system. And obviously this is the same thing that's happening again. And is it IBM? Yeah, tech giants, IBM. So IBM are doing it again. And they're going to be recording all your data, like World War II. And as I say, people who don't learn from history are destined to repeat it. So this is being repeated again, but in a different way. And it's just scary that people don't see this coming down the line. I actually had a comment from a friend of mine on Facebook who, you know, she's unfortunately wear your mask and get vaccinated. She has that kind of approach. And she said, she didn't like my opinion on things. And I said, some of the stuff I post up on Facebook are not opinions. They're actually researched information coming from medically qualified people like Professor Dolores Cahill and Dr. Anne McCunsky and a few other people. They're documented evidence. That's not opinion. Opinion is only an opinion when you don't have any evidence to back it up. So I gave her some information. But again, cognitive dissonance kicks in. And they just don't want to believe it because they're being told something else. Maybe they have a family member that works in the medical profession and, you know, they're telling them one thing and obviously they're obviously going to, depending on what they're being told, obviously. But then the nurses probably only know a certain amount of information anyway. They're probably not being told a big picture. And they're only being told by what the doctors are being told. And again, it's hierarchical and compartmentalized. That's how the system works. Okay. Right, so what happened this week, my week? Well, nothing much happened, not much going on, just observing that even though we are in level 5, people are just getting on with their life and not really bothered about the virus. In March last year, we had police checks on the local roads, but now they're not really bothered and they're probably fed up with it by now anyway. loads going on in the States, as we all know, which we'll get into when we bring Terry in. So loads of things going on over there, and we'll get into the subject matter, but fairly quiet because obviously level five. But does last March, when we had all the scare with the level five and the whole lockdown, it was like the police were out and they were blocking the roads and where are you going and everything else. I don't actually see that anymore, and I think it's been very relaxed because I don't think the police are actually interested anymore. I think they know. I did see one video of a guy pull up at a Garda checkpoint. I think it was a Garda checkpoint. Could be in a UK police checkpoint, but it was a checkpoint anyway. And the guard said, "Where are you going?" He goes, "I'm going to feed my daughter's goldfish." And they just said, "Go ahead." So I don't know whether he was taking the pee, but yeah, very interesting. Okay, so I'm going to bring my guest in. Right, Terry's a long boy. Oh, obviously Terry's been busy. In 2009, he came to the realisation that our world is controlled by a tiny elite of banking families and royalty who pull the strings of government and who have been operating in the shadows since World War One, probably even before that, Terry, working towards the goal of world domination and totalitarian control over humanity. Since then, Terry has been on a mission to awaken the general masses to the truth that they are being controlled by a scientific dictatorship, which is the root cause of all their problems. He has worked tirelessly exposing the multitude of sinister agendas being perpetrated against the unquest for significant global population reduction and to keep out our world in a perpetual state of turmoil and upheaval. He believes the only hope of stopping this scientific war against humanity is by enough people waking up to the fact that every aspect of our lives is controlled, from banking to education, religion to media, the military to the music industry and big pharma to healthcare. All being controlled in order to keep us sick and dumbed down and divided and conquered on everything from religion to race to sexual orientation, so that we can all never come together and recognise our common enemy. Terry has held information days in Ireland and the UK, bringing public awareness to issues like the fluoridation, mass poisoning of the Irish water supply, to the sinister vaccine and transhumanism agenda, to the controlling of our weather and the chemtrail poisoning of all life on Earth by commercial airlines. He has travelled to many countries doing presentations on weather and environmental manipulation and has attended half a dozen conferences where she describes as one-stop shop that tries together and explains how these supposed plans to hack the Earth's climate have long been an ongoing reality and how the global infrastructure of climate hacking technologies are being used to cause environmental and climate chaos and even trigger earthquakes so that humanity can be continuously blamed for climate change, environmental destruction and control to a straitjacket of green communism. Terry says the entire system of tyrannical control operates through a technique known as the Hegelian dialectic or problem reaction solution. This is where the architects of each global narrative create the problem or the narrative. The public then react to the fear and the threat of the problem, and then the government presents the solution to this to save the people from the problem it created. This in turn results in the system gaining further control over the people and taking away their inalienable rights one at a time. This process has been used to trigger every agenda from the war on terror to the war on climate change. It creates one boogeyman after another, keeping the people in a constant state of fear. And when people are in fear, they are easily controlled, which we can see obviously from the virus. Since the latest boogeyman known as COVID-19 was rolled out, Terry has dedicated all his time to highlighting the lies and the insanity of the global pantomime, which is fast-tracking the Agenda 2030 Sustainable Development Goals of the ruling elite and which has reduced the majority of the human race to a bunch of mind-control zombies willfully partaking in this abominable global freak show. Well, there you go. Good evening, Terry. How are you?
Hey, Alan. God, I didn't realise that bio was so long.
That's a long bio, but I know, you know, when you've achieved a lot and you've done a lot in your life, it's very hard to condense it down into a few lines. So, and like, I can relate to all of that. I know that you've been around for a while and you've been doing an awful lot of work exposing what's been going on. And everybody knows, and by now all the listeners will know the Hegelian dialectic, which is problem, reaction, solution, which is the way they do it. You know, my approach has always been coming from a psychological point of view, because people are easy to manipulate, and the elites know this. When you know how to manipulate them using psychology, and certain kind of different methods they use to do that. But you started off with the chemtrails, I think, Terry, and then you expanded from there. So we'll go into a number of these subjects that you've talked about in your bio. And we'll get to COVID. We'll actually talk about that. But let's kick off with the chemtrails, because I have not seen a lot of chemtrails in the sky. I don't know about you, but I haven't actually seen a lot where I used to see an awful lot. Now, is that because of COVID, or is that because things are changing in a positive way? What's your take on it?
Yeah, a lot of people are wondering this, Alan, and obviously there's not as many planes up there. There is still thousands nonetheless. There's probably 3,000 or 4,000 planes up in the sky over Europe on any given moment, as opposed to what would have been probably 5,000 or 6,000 before the pandemic. So the traffic, there's still plenty of traffic up there, but I don't see anything the amount of persistent chemtrails like we used to see in recent years or before the pandemic, horizon to horizon wipeouts, like very, very rare to come by now. You're just looking at very short lasting 10-second, 15-second trails. And yeah, so it's I don't really know, Alan. I'm wondering, like, you know, they've been spraying us for so long, facilitating so many agendas, obviously climate control, environmental destruction, for agricultural purposes, for seed production, domination of the food market and all that. But they've been loading us up with nanotechnology, basically artificial DNA strands, polymer fibers, all sorts of stuff is coming down on us. We've been breeding this stuff in. It's in us all. So many people around the world have done a thing called a red wine test, where you drink red wine, drink a mouthful of red wine, swill it around in your mouth and spit it out into a shot of vodka or any kind of alcohol. And you will see straight away a reaction takes place, and you will see these little tiny little filaments. Or they look like little maggots, basically, and just swimming around. I've done it myself. I actually didn't even put the video up on online because I didn't want to freak people out about it. But I've seen so many videos of it. And so we all have this synthetic biology in us. And so I'm thinking, you know, have they sprayed enough of that on us? Do we have enough loaded in us now to facilitate the agendas that they had planned for this insemination of all of this nanotechnology? You know, I've attended climate engineering conferences where top scientists and meteorologists proposed blocking out the sun as a solution to alleged solution to combat global warming. But at these conferences, they spoke about many things: spraying substances into the sky, blocking out the sun, spraying seawater up into the sky and creating extra cloud cover. But also at one particular conference I was at in Berlin in 2014, they done a presentation on spraying substances not only into the atmosphere to engineer the climate, but to also engineer humans. And the guy that done that presentation was a transhumanist called James Cascio. And just for new listeners, if anybody out there doesn't know what a transhumanist is somebody who believes that the human form is inadequate, and they believe they have the right to alter that through scientific hacking, through technology hacking. And so that's what they were talking about. And that's what we've been seeing throughout the years, is all this stuff has been coming down. I documented these fibers falling out of the sky in many videos, not coming out of my body, but falling out of the sky. They look like cobwebs on the ground, but they're not. I'm thinking, you know, is their mindset telling them, the controllers of this entire agenda, have they said, like, we've sprayed enough of this nanotechnology on them now? The 5G is just about to come, and we've basically loaded them up with the necessary amount of nanotechnology. No need to spray them anymore. 5G is going to come now, and activate all of this stuff so we can basically move to the next level of transhumanism. And that's where the vaccine will come in then as well, to activate all this. You were talking about the vaccine there. And, you know, oh, wow, you know, I'm definitely going to be queuing up for it. I mean, what could go wrong, Alan? All the vaccine manufacturers have indemnified themselves. So, I mean, these vaccines have to be 100% safe, of course.
Of course.
When we know that they have indemnified themselves from any prosecution, you know, you take that vaccine, you drop dead two minutes later. That's tough shit, man. It's on your back.
I know.
And as you said, it's a choice you make, and that's the ignorance, that's price of ignorance, man.
Yeah. Well, just on the chemtrails, I know Michael J. Murphy passed away there recently. Well, maybe last year, I think. And we did have him on the show. We did an interview with Michael J. on OIM Radio. And we had a chat with him. And he went up on a plane and actually collected what was actually in the chemtrail and brought it down for analysis. And I think he found the usual strontium, barium, aluminium and stuff like that. Now, they've been chemtrailing for years. And I think part of their plan was to do population reduction, which didn't really work because we're all still here. I mean, I know people have, you know, naturally died away, but I think they were hoping to try and increase the amount of numbers to depopulate the planet. However, that didn't seem to work. So maybe the whole vaccine idea would be the plan now. With everything going on at the moment in America, I will say that I was talking to Kim on Skype today, and I just hope that what they're saying, that Trump hasn't played all the aces yet, and he's going to be exposing, you know, certain people in over the next 12 days. I do hope that that's going to take place, because I've seen what they want to do. Kim has showed me what they want to do to us and the planet, and it's not nice. All right, now we know that the rabbit hole goes very deep. And but these people are just nutcases, even with everything that's going on at the moment, and a number of them being exposed on what's happening, they're still doing their best to try and win, you know, take over. Because I suppose the way they see it is they've nothing to lose. They know what will happen. If they gave up, they know that they're either going to be arrested, put in jail, or executed for treason. And that's it. That's what's going to happen. So I suppose when you have nothing to lose, you just carry on doing what you're doing as much as you can. This is the way they are seeing it. I am concerned. I did put up a post on Facebook for people who are on Facebook, one of my Facebook friends. If you're a Facebook friend, you would have seen it. And in the 60s, obviously we had the thalidomide tragedy. Now, the reason why I'm familiar with that is because at the time, one of my sisters, who was of the same age when thalidomide happened, my mother was going to, she asked the lady to go and get some thalidomide tablets for the morning sickness. And I think the lady went up to the chemist that was closed. So she said, "Do you want me to go to somewhere else?" And my mother said, "No, leave it. Don't worry about it." And lucky enough, she did say that, because one of my sisters would have been affected by thalidomide if she had taken the tablets. Now, again, you know, the whole idea that trust the government, trust Big Pharma. And here we are again, you know, 40 years on maybe. 50 plus years on. And here we are again about trusting Big Pharma regarding the vaccines. And we've had so many scandals out there, like the HPV vaccine, for starters. You know, and a number of other scandals regarding drugs where they've been pulled off the market, or drug companies have been sued because of the drugs that they've been putting out there and the damage they've caused. Hence the indemnity, Terry, as you mentioned there. So I don't know. I mean, from where you're sitting, Terry, when this all started, I mean, did you, obviously you suspected it straight away because you were open to, you knew what was going on. What's happening with the people around you, friends and family, and what's their take on it? And have you been frustrated, like most of us, trying to educate people? You know, like, I'm not trying to stop people taking the vaccine. All I'm saying to people is, do the research before you take it, because once you take it, you can't go back. That's all what I'm saying. And people are thinking, are you trying to, you know, you're trying to force us not to take the vaccine? No, not at all. I'm not trying to force anybody not to take the vaccine. All I'm saying is go and do the research first. Listen to both sides of the argument and then make an informed opinion when you have two sides of the argument. If you only have one side, how the hell are you going to make an informed opinion and make a decision?
Yeah. So basically, Alan, yeah. So straight away, when I heard this alleged outbreak, this pandemic, straight away I knew this is another bogeyman, as I said in my bio. It's just one bogeyman after another. If it's not terrorism, it's climate change. If it's not climate change, it's now that we have. If it's not climate change, it's a Saddam Hussein or a Muammar Gaddafi or whatever. But this one is the pandemic. And you see, I tell you, Alan, I woke up in 2009. It was a film I watched. It was called Zeitgeist. A lot of people have seen it, I'm sure. It woke me up to the banking scam and 9/11. That was the big thing that woke me up. But a couple of days, I woke up really quick. I woke up literally in a matter of days, literally went around like a headless chicken after a couple of days. Well, straight away, like a headless chicken running around just trying to warn everybody. I thought it would be as simple as just waking everybody else up and then we could all come together and we could recognize our common enemy and then we could just sort this shit out, man, and get these psychopaths out of our lives and out of control of our beautiful planet for once and for all. But obviously, as anybody that wakes up knows, it's a completely different kettle of fish than that. But a couple of days after that, so I'm busy on the internet then doing loads of research. I came across another film called Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Alex Jones film. Now, people can say what they like about Alex Jones. That man, it woke me up to so many things, man. Amazing man, possibly controlled opposition. Either, whatever, he puts out 90% amazing information. But anyhow, basically in this film, he talked about the boogeymen, about the terror, all the false flags from Hitler burning down the Reichstag to be able to blame the communists so he can invade Poland, to the Pearl Harbor, Roosevelt allowing Japanese planes into American airspace to drop bombs on the ships in Pearl Harbor. And it went on to other terror attacks, then 9/11 and the 7/7 bombings. And he also talked in that film about how the elites will in the future use pandemics as justifications to clamp down on society and further and escalate their totalitarian communism agenda. And so I always had this in my mind since watching that film, done a lot of research, and I've been aware of all of the, you know, the biological warfare trials that went on over the years, the germ warfare trials in the UK, in America from the 1940s to the 1970s, where British and US military were spraying their own populations in tests to see how they would react to attacks from Russians and other foreign enemies. They were spraying them with zinc cadmium sulfide, to name but a few chemicals. But basically, lots of people died. Lots of horrific deformities were caused in child defects, childbirths, as a result of these spraying trials. But all of this stuff became very, very fresh in my mind. And as soon as the new boogeyman came along, like I said, well, here we go. Here's another boogeyman. And but, you know, Alex Jones was talking about in Endgame about how they would use biological warfare to actually create pandemics. And I actually believed you could create a pandemic, a virus pandemic, by actually spraying it into the sky. But that's actually not the case. You can spread germs and you can create deformities and different things like that. But viruses cannot be created within the body, the viruses cannot be transferred into the body through the air. They have to be injected into the bloodstream. And so basically, since this whole pandemic began, it's been a mind control operation, basically. It's psychological warfare, from what I can see. Yeah, there's a flu going around. But that's it. Hardly anybody died of the flu last year. Hardly anybody died of cancer, Alzheimer's, anything. The usual suspects, the main killers on the planet, all of a sudden went silent, and this new boogeyman, COVID-19, took over. And, you know, we've got Downing Street even admitting, back in April that they are literally falsifying death certificates. They didn't say it in so many words, but they said that, not all COVID deaths, not all people that were certified as dying from COVID, died of COVID, because they weren't actually, a lot of them weren't tested. Basically, it was just put on the death cert as COVID. So, I mean, it's just fraud from start to finish. Viruses can't float around the air. A virus of the lungs inside of you can't even transfer into the heart. They're that specific to each organ in your body. And when we get the seasonal flu, this is a release of what you call exosomes in the body. It's the body's natural detox system, secreting cells into the body. And basically, it's a detoxification process, and that's why we get sick every season. The seasonal flu, it's a natural thing. It's the body's way of cleaning the body out. So the flu is a good thing, not a bad thing. And viruses, people might say about, what about the bubonic plague? What about the Black Death and all this stuff? Man, our history has been so. Skewed and twisted, and we've been lied to so much, man. We don't know what's true anymore. They've lied to us about everything. Everything from the alleged famine, where 5 or 10 million Irish people allegedly starved because the potatoes got a blight, and we're surrounded by oceans abundant with fish. A country, did we only eat potatoes then? You know, it's so ridiculous. Yeah. When you look into that, you realize it was a genocide. It was a British Empire genocide. And, you know, we can see cargo ship lists of the cargo, basically, that was shipped out of here, and all the food was shipped out. You can see that all the grain and all of the meat and the dairy and all was shipped out around the time of the famine. Around the 1850s, and you know, it's a categorically open and shut genocide, and we have the proof there to prove it, the evidence to prove it. And just like now, we have the evidence to prove that this is a genocide again being carried out by the same psychopathic inbred families, but it's so scientific that and they have their subjects in under such a spell through hypnotic mass media mind control that people, most of them just can't see it. And for you and me, it's just beyond comprehension how people can't see it, because it's so in your face, the mockery that they're making of us, man. Telling us to wear bloody masks,
I know,
social distance, people going around looking like absolute goons, like turning on the television every day, you know, just looking for their next mind control update, waiting for the government to tell them what absurdities to engage in today to impress their abusers. It's just beyond belief, man.
It is. I mean, it is mad for people like us who are awake and see what's going on. But as I always say to people, look, it's not about intelligence. It's about perception. And that's why, you know, people always say, oh, that person's very intelligent. Well, it's not about intelligence. It's about perception. And the problem is that the cognitive dissonance will kick in as well, because they like the comfortable lie rather than the uncomfortable truth. And this is the problem now with people. You know, I've interviewed Dr. Rima LeBeau, and she's explained the whole history of vaccines, and the whole history and the guy behind the vaccines and everything else. If you read the history, it's just one lie after another. But the whole idea of humanity, we were getting better. We understood food better. We understood health better. We understood cleanliness better. And humanity was beating disease because we understood these things. And just around that time, they were starting to bring in the idea of vaccines. And so the big pharma jumped on the bandwagon and said, oh, yeah, it's because of our vaccines that that's happened. No, it wasn't. It was actually because humanity was actually understanding science better regarding food and cleanliness and everything, bacteria, the whole lot. And people were having better lifestyles. But obviously Big Pharma took advantage of that and said it was the vaccines. Now, you know, I just think I try and apply the psychology, and this is what I'm trying to do with people. I'm not trying to, as I mentioned, force anybody not to take the vaccine. My argument is very simple. You have to have two sides to the story to form an opinion. And this is what I can't understand. When you say to people, well, I do understand it, they just don't want to, you know, accept it. But when you say to people, you know, common sense says that you have to have both sides of the argument to form an opinion. And even then, they don't seem to do it. Now, the Darwin Awards, this is why the another post I put up the last week, I think I said about the Darwin Awards, are people who take themselves out of the gene pool for doing something stupid and not using common sense. Well, maybe that's the case. Maybe, you know, if Professor Dolores Cahill is right and she says that people are going to get severely sick, if not die, within a few weeks of taking a vaccine, maybe that's nature's way of taking out the people who are, you know, use common sense or critical thinking.
That's an interesting point. And by the way, the Darwin Awards, I remember looking at that website years ago, back in the early 2000s. I'm like, hilarious stuff like, yeah, I mean, it's insane. The evidence that you produce to these obedient order followers out there, you can produce evidence like, you know, you can, I've made so many videos, let's say on Event 201. Event 201 was a pandemic, dress rehearsal, basically, for a coronavirus pandemic outbreak. It was a preparedness exercise, which was held in New York 2 months before the alleged outbreak. And Bill Gates held at the World Economic Forum, along with the John Hopkins for medicines and health and security. Basically, at this event, it was a one-day event, and they discussed everything at that event. There's 5 hours of videos the website is up online, Event 201. There's 5 hours of videos from that day, and they discuss everything from the coronavirus global pandemic to a lockdown to a financial collapse. They discussed the whole lot of it, personal protection equipment, everything. It's like they had a crystal ball. I mean, that would be naive to say. Obviously, the whole thing was rehearsed many, many years in advance. It didn't just happen at that event. You know, so like, how could anybody ignore that this whole thing? Well, there was a pandemic exercise to deal with a coronavirus pandemic, to see how they would deal with it globally. And it was just crazy. How could people ignore that? And also, a year and a half before that, in May of 2018, there was a global vaccination summit held by the European Commission in Brussels. And at that, again, it was a big, long, like, one-day event. There was hours and hours of videos up on that website as well, Global Vaccination Summit Brussels. And at that summit, they spoke about how to deal with a global pandemic through vaccinations to stop the spread. And also they spoke about vaccine passports. So very, very telling. I mean, so if anybody was paying attention to these summits and conferences that were taking place over the last couple of years, they would see then what was in the future. I didn't know about any of these, Event 201 or this Global Vaccination Summit. But if I did, I probably could have put two and two together. Just like you'd look at a television guide and see what program is on next week. You'd see the program and you'd say, well, it's going to be on next week then, isn't it? But I didn't have the program. I didn't have access to it. But now we do. Likes of you, likes of me, loads of other activists around the world, we know now that the whole thing was rehearsed and it was planned out as a justification to bring in a totalitarian world government on the back of this boogeyman. And trying to communicate this to people is like trying to punch through a 10-meter thick concrete. It's almost impenetrable, and it's so frustrating. And it's like that film They Live. You're trying to wake these people up. You love them, you know, even the ones that you don't like. You people that you probably don't have a whole lot of time for. You know, I don't dislike anybody, but like, basically, even your enemies, you want to wake up, because I understand that we all have one common enemy. We don't we're not really enemies of each other. We're all of the one family, man. We've just been divided so badly. We've we've been played like feckin' fiddles. But, you know, I want to wake these people, but you're trying to show them this stuff, man, and they just don't want to know. They want to attack you. They want to ridicule you, but it's like the film They Live. In the film They Live, I don't know whether you've ever seen it, but it's set in the 1980s in a dystopian...
Mullet hairstyles.
What?
With mullet hairstyles in the 80s.
Yeah. I used to have a blonde mullet hairstyle like that myself. Like so did I. when I had a bit of hair. But Roddy Piper, anyway, it was a dystopian future it was set in, but it was made in the 1980s. And he came across, it was in Los Angeles, but he came across a pair of shades, well, a box full of shades. He took one pair out and he put them on. And all of a sudden, he could see the world for what it really was, the truth behind all the advertising, behind all the media manipulation, all the mind control, all the lies, everything. He was looking at street signs, you know, instead of saying, come in here and eat, it would say consume, consume. And then instead of... do this, it would say obey, or, you know, and all this. So it was just the truth behind everything. You could see it. The veil was lifted as soon as you put on these shades. But anyhow, in that film, he tried to wake one of his friends up. And he said, look at man, this world is run by a bunch of bloody... they actually looked like robots or kind of aliens in it. Once you put the shades on, you could see the people that were controlling the show, all these puppets getting up, all these Varadkars and Micheál Martins and Trumps and all these. You could see them getting up on their podiums as he was seeing them. And when he put on the shades, he would see that they're like robots or whatever. But he tried to get his friend to put on the shades. He wouldn't do it. And he just basically started beating the head off him. And it was a big fight. It went on for about 10 minutes. They bit the shit out of each other. Your man eventually put the shades on anyhow. And he could see then the world for what it was. And he then woke up. So... it's so frustrating, and I think we have a duty of care to wake up these people. And I'm not saying to beat them up, but these people are fueling the fires of our collective enslavement. I'm talking about you and I and people who are putting every fiber of their beings into trying to end this nightmare, this freak show. You know, these people that are facilitating this pantomime by wearing these masks and doing their social distancing and acting like absolute, not even children, because children are intelligent. I don't even know what to call them. It's they're an embarrassment to the creator, man. Whatever, I don't know what you call them. But I want to wake them up, because we really are in this together. We're not in together like the system is telling us. We really are in this together, because we're going down. We are going down a road to absolute hell if people don't wake up. And, you know, you were talking about the vaccine there, Alan. I just want to go back to the vaccine for a second. Obviously, the companies have indemnified themselves, but one of the main manufacturers of the vaccine, Moderna, they have actually admitted that they have acknowledged that the vaccine is a software program to program human DNA. They've admitted this, and so like again, it's information that I think is bombshell. But for the average normie out there, whatever you want to call them, they would just. The shutters that go down and their eyes that glaze over, and they wouldn't want to know about that. But like this is coming from the manufacturers. They're telling us that they want to hack our DNA. It's absolutely insane, man. And a friend of mine posted yesterday up on Facebook. Is a good friend of mine. I only met him for one day. He was only one day in my life I met this man, and one day in his life he met me. But we're great friends since. We've been in touch on Skype. Many, many nights on talking to him. I met him in 2016 in Oregon, in America, when I was over there I was on a chemtrail tour doing presentations up the West Coast in California, Oregon, and then went up to Vancouver. But I met him, he was a cameraman on the presentation I'd done in Oregon. And basically, he put up a post yesterday. His sister died the day before. She's only in her late 60s. But she got the Pfizer vaccine only a week before she died. So obviously he's just absolutely distraught. He was trying to wake up that poor girl for years and years and years. He's wide awake. She's fast asleep. He loved her dearly. She was his only sister. And the poor man is devastated. But that's the first actual report that I've heard that I have a tangible connection with. It's somebody that I know has actually lost somebody due to this vaccine. And it's, you know, but this is just the beginning of it. There's so many people have died in the test. 100 people died in the AstraZeneca test in the UK and in America. There was one of those deaths reported. It was BBC reported. It was a South American guy died in his 30s. But there was something like 100 actually died. But basically, obviously, people are going to die because these companies have indemnified themselves. And I mean, when you look at the ingredients in these vaccines, you know, you got aborted baby fetal tissue, you got formaldehyde, you got mercury, you got monkey's brains. You know, who in the right mind would want these things in their body?
Yeah, but see, you've done the research, Terry, like what we're trying to say to people. And maybe in a couple of years' time, when hopefully this is all done and dusted and the certain people are arrested, you'll see adverts on the TV going, did you get a vaccine in 2020, 2021? You may be entitled to compensation. And that will probably be on the TV. You know, again, I'm getting to the stage now that I don't kind of wake people up anymore.
But they won't be entitled to compensation because the companies have been indemnified. End of story.
What will happen is the taxpayer will be paying, right? Because governments don't have any money. They have air money. So when somebody claims off the government, because the government said they will cover the cost if there's any damage, but it's only a limited amount. I know in America, they're only paying out something like $250,000. Well, how much is your health worth to you, depending on the damage of the vaccine? That's if you don't die from it. So how much is your health worth? So if the government turn around and go, well, we'll cover the cost for any damage, well, they're not covering the cost because it's not their money. It's our money that they're going to be using to give it back to us for people who are damaged. So this is why we have to turn around and go, no, you put your money where your mouth is to Big Pharma. And you go, if you're going to put out a drug, then you cover the cost of any damage that's done, because pharmaceutical companies have been sued for billions in the past. So there's no reason why they should put up the cost, put up or shut up. But again, it's all kind of controlled by the corporate companies again, as usual. The thing is that I would say to people, you know, if you're trying to wake somebody up, you have to say to them, well, what have I to gain? I'm trying to educate you and trying to give you information and you're not accepting it. What have I to gain from doing that? You know, now look at the people who you're believing regarding the vaccine. What have they to gain from it? Well, they gain money and control and power, and they putting chemicals in you that God knows what they can do with transhumanism and everything else. That's what they've to gain by trying to convince you on the media that taking a vaccine is a good thing, when all I'm trying to do is say to you, go and do the research before you make a choice to get the vaccine. And yet they still go with what the media says and what the big pharma say.
Yeah, do you know what? Society is suffering from, it's just a global case, a mass case of Stockholm syndrome, where they just love their abuser. They've been lied to and lied to and lied to over throughout their lives. They know that they've been lied to. They know that the RT has covered up paedophilia in the Catholic Church. They know that RT has lied to them about the banking bailouts and all of this crap, all of this Celtic Tiger and this economic warfare that we were all held to ransom with, and all our assets taken by these economic warfare terrorists. So many people know that they've been lied to, but they just kind of erase all of those lies out of their mind, and they're only kind of operating on a 1 week news cycle, basically. So they just turn on their television every day and it's the latest fear porn. They just buy into it. They love it. And they're just waiting for the next instructions to see what's the government want me to do today. How ridiculous, what ridiculous, absurd things am I going to do today? You know, but Alan, you were talking there about the vaccine, about the rush to get the vaccine into us. And, you know, I know, I think, did you say it about did you say at the beginning of it? But yeah, I've been hearing a lot of spiritual mediums and commentators and clairvoyants talking about, and astrologists as well, talking about the galactic alignment that took place on the 21st of December, the first in 800 years, the alignment of Jupiter and Saturn. Mm-hmm. And according to a lot of these psychics and whatever, astronomers and all, they reckon that this alignment is going to bring an energy down onto humankind and elevate human consciousness up to a level that it hasn't been at in thousands of years since before our enslavement began, before the Roman Empire, before the Babylonian Empire, you know, since when humans were just hunter-gatherers and they weren't oppressed by psychopaths that studied psychology, human psychology, and used that information then to manipulate and enslave and cajole and con the people. I've kind of lost my train of thought. Basically, yeah.
No, I was talking about the shift. I know there's a lot of people out there talking about the spiritual stuff.
Basically, that was it. So the alignment, anyhow, basically, apparently the elites know this as well, the so-called elites, the controllers of this narrative, the guys pulling the strings on the top of the alleged pyramid, whatever, they know this and they fear this. And apparently this is why there's been such a rush to get this vaccine in, because the vaccine is not only going to inject nanotechnology into us, which can be frequenced by the 5G and controlled, and which can basically cause physiological changes to us and kill us with a heart attack or age us quicker or whatever. It can do all sorts of crazy stuff. But it also has a property in it, like the fluoride, but a supercharged version of fluoride that will super calcify the pineal gland and basically shut us off from our spiritual connection to the universe. And basically, it makes sense. When I heard this only a couple of months ago about this upcoming alignment, and then I saw the sudden race to get the vaccine in into everybody, I thought, wow, like this really does make sense. It's a very plausible scenario. So yeah, who knows? I don't know, man. Look at it's anybody's guess why they really want to get it into us so quick. But it's definitely not to make us better, and it's definitely not to save us from anything, because all it's going is a flu. Even the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control in America and the UK, have admitted that the virus has not been isolated, which means it hasn't been identified, which means it doesn't exist. It only exists in people's minds because they have been bombarded with a bunch of sophisticated mind control techniques.
Exactly. Well, I want to get into talking about the whole media thing, because as everybody knows what's happening in America, all the media, all the big tech companies are shutting down Trump and anybody else who's kind of media or anyway big. They're shutting their pages down. So Trump's Facebook, Twitter, even Parler, Apple is going to, they're pulling the plug, and so are Amazon, pulling the plug on the Amazon Web Services. And Parler are trying to set up a different set of servers that they can go and be independent from Amazon. And this is very dangerous, where tech giants are controlling the narrative and the free speech. You know, like, we might not agree with people and what they say, but we'll fight for the right for them to say it. And that's the whole idea of free speech. And then who defines hate speech? Who makes that decision to say, well, that's hate speech? No, that's just somebody's opinion. And so big tech. So I'm surely people who are not waking up are looking at this going, well, hang on a minute. Because there's been a few people who've said, well, hang on a minute, they shouldn't be doing that. I mean, they might say, I don't like Trump, but they shouldn't be shutting down his account because he has a right to free speech. But, you know, I can see, if you step back from all of this, Terry, and you look at it, you realize that we have to go through this. The world has to go through this because the deep state are getting desperate. And as they get desperate, they expose themselves. And the people who are really asleep are beginning to, hopefully some of them are beginning to actually see it and ask questions. And we don't need to wake everybody up. We just need to hit critical mass where people say, okay, enough's enough. We can see what's going on. And then change will be inevitable.
10% to do, Alan. 10%. Exactly. Can I come in there for a second?
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Basically, since I've started exposing this pandemic, I've had local people here in my area in Wexford add me as friend on Facebook. People that would have been, I would imagine that they would have been calling me a nut job all the years, you know, for talking about chemtrails and fluoride or whatever. And but now they're friends of mine, and they know now that obviously this guy's been speaking a bit of truth over the years, and they can see through the lies now, because the system really threw the kitchen sink at humanity with this whole thing, man. You know, what they've done now in the last year, it would have taken 20 or 30 years, maybe under normal New World Order conditions that we were all acclimatized to, slowly tiptoe totalitarianism over throughout our lives. But they've moved so quick now that it's just caused an awakening in a certain percentage, an other percentage of people. Not us, not the ones that are asleep, but they probably were fence sitters. But these people are awake now, man, and they're speaking out now, and that's amazing. But I'm hearing this all around the world. Activist friends of mine saying the same. People in their neighborhood that thought they were crazy, they can't ignore the insanity, the absurdity of what's going on now. The lies, everything, the whole thing, all the lies that we've been told about the deaths and everything, all the falsification of the death certs, the lies about the figures and everything. People have just woken up to this, and it's amazing, because the system has helped us out really in so many ways, because they have accelerated the awakening. But also because of that, that means they're getting more dangerous, because they know that they've only got a very short time to act and close the walls in and put the final finishes on this prison planet, and a total lockdown, a permanent lockdown. And so that's why obviously the tech giants are in on it. They had to be in on it, because free speech is the first thing to go before any civilization falls into the depths of totalitarianism. And so Google, Facebook, all these psychopathic corporations, full front and center, playing their part, just doing an amazing job of suppressing free speech. They've shut me down on Facebook, my account of 11 years. Had 7,500 followers, 5,000 friends, about 15,000 pending friend requests. Anyhow, a lot of work I'd done on it, a lot of videos. They just took it down overnight, basically, for quoting a Joseph Goebbels quote. It wasn't to do with any of the videos I was putting out, which I was talking about the truth about what's in the vaccines, about the pandemic, the dress rehearsal, Event 201. But it wasn't that. It wasn't any of the videos. It was actually just something as simple as a Joseph Goebbels quote. And it was basically the one about the bigger the lie, the more people that would believe it. It was a longer kind of a quote than that. But that's the gist of it. But anyhow, that's why my account was removed. And just boom, just like that, gone. And it was a really creepy feeling, Alan, because you get attached to technology, but not technology. You get attached to a platform where you have not just virtual friends. I've got a lot of friends on there that I've met around the world, real people that I've actually met up with, I've drank beer with, you know, I've had good times with these people. We've partied together. We've socialized, you know, but all of a sudden just disconnected from my network of friends, just like that. Very creepy feeling, very creepy. You know, in your heart and soul, it's so wrong. It's so wrong. It's your free speech has just been stolen from you. Your hard work, your platform has just been robbed from you, man. But
I just want to talk about the platforms, because Facebook is now obviously doing fact checking, right? So they've stopped being just a platform for people to communicate, and now there seems to be a content platform, which is completely different. It's like you making a phone call to a friend of yours and Aircom intercepting the call and saying, I don't like what you're saying to your friend, so you're not allowed to talk to your friend. I mean, that is bloody dangerous.
It's Alan, and I would even go one step further to equate it to somebody in prison, and you go to visit them and you're there talking to them, and the prison warden is observing the conversation, and he's going, you can't say that or this or whatever. Not that that happens, but maybe it does. But I'm just saying, because it's that creepy, it's that personal now, that it's like it might as well be that, because I mean, we are in a prison, we're literally in a prison. Lockdown is a prison term. Social distancing, all this crap, it's there's nothing social about it. It's unsocial. It's all fucking satanic worshiping for a start. That's what they do with the rituals and all that. But it's prison training.
It's an oxymoron, social distancing. Yeah. Because what's social about distancing yourself from people?
Exactly, right? Exactly. But I want to just, sorry, just, Alan, 1 second. My dog Bear here is wanting to get out of the room, living room.
Yeah, you
one
go
second,
ahead.
One second, I'll be there in 1 second. Hang on.
Yeah, okay. I have a couple of things to say in the chat room. On the chat room, Liam made a point there, Liam Norton. And I'm looking for it now. Liam said, I think that the government brought in the third lockdown at the same time as the Great Conjunction to hijack the energy for evil. Yeah, I do agree that they will time that. You know, if they, as Kim has said to a number of us on a number of occasions, that these people are so kind of satanic that they'll, when they're told to dance around the tree and rub coconut oil all over their body, they do it because something's going to happen with Uranus. You know, I mean, this is how ridiculous some of these people are. Obviously, with these people as well being, you know, if you know that you're going to be exposed for not just abusing kids, but killing kids as well, child rape and all that, and murder, then obviously you will do what you can. I'm not going to mention any names, but you will do what you can to try and stop it from happening. Because imagine having that, the people and the world knowing that you've done that, and your family and your friends and everything else. So these people will do everything they can to try and stop it. Now, critical... let me see. There's another one here I wanted to read out. Peter from Australia. Hi, Peter. And Critical Ali said, I tend to put new people I meet to a small test. If they give me the wrong answer, I won't go any further and just talk about normal stuff, such as the weather report. Exactly. It's like going for the speed dating. You know, and I said, if I was ever doing any of that speed dating, obviously I'm not in a position to do it, but if I was ever single and I did the speed dating, my question would be to the potential the girlfriend would be Tesla or Edison. And if they say Edison, I'd go next. Okay. So, but the whole media takedown on what you say is very, it's very important. And that's why people need to have a second backup, just in case. Now, there's a couple of questions we have here for you, Terry. I'm going to get to the questions there. Do you want to just quickly say something there?
Yes, yeah, before the questions, just to come in, a lot of people have woken up as well due to my censorship as well. A lot of local people here in Kilmore, due to my censorship on Facebook, they added me on my new account. I've got a new one now, and they said, wow, they're suppressing your free speech. You're obviously speaking truth and hitting them where it hurts. Also my YouTube channel is under attack. I probably won't have it for much longer. It's been there for 12 years. It's probably going to go soon. But anyhow, that's just the way it is. But anyhow, before we get to questions, I just want to tie in Google's connection, which are the owners of YouTube, Google's connection to transhumanism, Alan. Ray Kurzweil, he's the boss at Google, the director of engineering at Google. He's also a transhumanist, like the guy at the Climate Engineering Conference in Berlin. And he believes that the human form is inadequate, and he believes that we need to be altered through technology. And he said, I got an article only the other day sent to me by a friend. It was from the Irish Times. For global audiences, that's a mainstream paper here in Ireland, the biggest spreadsheet in the country. And it was an article from 2015. And it says, Ray Kurzweil predicts that humans will become hybrids in the 2030s. I'm reading from it now. That means our brains will be able to connect directly to the cloud, where there will be thousands of computers, and those computers will augment our existing intelligence. He said the brain will connect via nanobots, which are tiny robots made from DNA strands. Now, people think that this is science fiction, Alan, but it's actually nanotechnology is actually currently being, and it has been for many years, used in mainstream medicine. And there's a nanobot is a nano machine, okay? And it's something that you can't see with the naked eye, but it's so small, it can be picked up on a microscope. But basically, what they've managed to do is replicate human red blood cells with these nanobots. And they're made of diamond and carbon structures. And basically, they can inject these nanobots into a patient's bloodstream, and they can... through frequency manipulation by radio waves, radio frequencies, these nanobots can be sent on pathological missions around the body, and they can actually do great things like target and kill cancer cells. You know, so this technology is actually there, could be used for great purposes, but unfortunately, it's really in the wrong hands. But you know, yeah. So that's the connection between Google and transhumanism. I mean, the whole thing is one big collusion with all of these tech giants. I mean, they're all on board. If you're a big tech giant and you're not on board this, you're gone. You're taken out. Your CEO was murdered. Whatever. If you're somebody speaking out about it, whatever, you're gone. If you're somebody speaking out against cancer cures, you're gone. And just by the way, you know, we don't need this technology to cure cancer either, because cancer is obviously engineered, as your listeners know. But I mean, who in the right mind would believe that their government is actually wanting to save them? And the same government brought in a Cancer Act in 1939, which basically forbids cancer treatments, remedies that will actually cure cancer. It's forbidden in Ireland and the UK, because we're under British rule. We have been since 1922, even though we were given the illusion of freedom. We've been under a provisional government. We're under British rule. But, you know, that act applies here and the States as well. But it's worldwide, obviously. But cancer cures are forbidden under the 1939 House of Cancer Act. Imagine that. And then docile zombies that look at TV, you could show them that 1939 Cancer Act. It wouldn't make a difference to them. They'll still believe that the government is there to save them and that cancer is actually just the way things are and we all have to live with it and it's just another new normal. Well, that's been here for years, but anyhow, sorry, I'm rambling on. Anyhow, you want to go to the questions?
Okay, we'll go to the questions. But as we all know, you know, they won't find a cure for cancer, because why would you bite the hand that feeds you with all that funding coming in?
Of course.
As soon as they find a cure, the funding stops. Sure, why would you do that? You know,
Alan, everybody asks me, when I used to do Street Days, sorry to interrupt you, they used to ask me, but why would anybody want to do this? Well, why not? They're psychopaths. They just do it. That's what psychopaths do. Why has any dictatorship ever rose above its people and mass murdered? Because psychopaths want to get in control and they want to kill. That's just the way things are. It's human nature, and it's there. It's been there for millennia, and it's here more than ever. Nothing newer under the sun. It's just more so sophisticated. And you try to explain this to people, but yeah, it just goes over their heads. But anyhow, sorry, you want to go to questions?
Yeah. Well, we'll say the reason why people say, see, a lot of people put their own morals on these people and they go, ah, sure, they wouldn't do that. And you go, yeah. No, you wouldn't do it, but these people would, because they're psychopaths. But there you go. Yeah. Okay, question time. Fine. First question from Liam, and he wants to know, what does Terry think of harvesting rainwater?
Harvesting rainwater? Well, if you're not drinking, like water from a water filtration system, like reverse osmosis or structured water, if you're drinking water directly from the tap here in Ireland and Australia as well, UK, America,
New Zealand,
we've got fluoride in the water. Since 1960, we've had it here, and fluoride is a known carcinogen. It's caused horrific problems in Ireland here, cancers, I mean, deaths. The amount of people that have died from the fluoride intoxication, we'll never know. Millions of people have been murdered by this chemical weapon in our water. But anyhow, so the water is not safe to drink from the tap. So if you're not filtering it, and if you're not doing it through a structured water system, you know, that's where you should be at. But I wouldn't be drinking rainwater, man. Definitely wouldn't be drinking rainwater. I mean, the skies are polluted, not by any accident, but intentionally polluted through all of these atmospheric programs that have been going on all our lives. So it's definitely not safe to be drinking the rainwater. But yeah, it's a lot of people are putting it on their plants, in their polytunnels and all that. And obviously, it's not doing any harm to the crops, apart from the fact that they probably wouldn't be able to grow if the seeds weren't genetically modified. They probably wouldn't be able to grow with the rainwater that's fallen now, only for they are genetically modified. But anyway, yeah, so to answer the question, no, I wouldn't be drinking rainwater, no way.
Yeah, probably just use it for, you know, your toilet and stuff like that, but not not for drinking. And I wouldn't even use it on the plants, to be honest with you, because unless you actually run it through a filter or something, because you don't know what's in it. You know, you just don't know. Okay, next question. From Jim. And Jim wants to know, does Terry feel positive in the sense that, in his opinion, folk are waking up?
I do, yeah. Well, I've never seen as many people awake as I do now. And so I can only be positive about that. Unfortunately, as we look around in society, we go to supermarkets and you're the only one without a mask and all that. It's moments like that that you think there's no hope for humanity, but there's millions of us. And, you know, the truth always surfaces. You know, I think the fact that the controllers are moving so quick with their agenda, that tells us that they're desperate. They're in a panic. They're not as calm and as they used to be. So that tells us that they're in a panic. So, you know, the awakening is obviously a threat to them. And this is why they're clamping down on social media, free speech and everything. And so it's all good, man. You know, the more tyranny that we're being hit with, man, it's the better it is, because we know they're getting more desperate by the day. And unfortunately, we're going to have to go through this, whatever it is, tribulation period. We're going to see horrific stuff, possibly stuff that we could have never dreamed of in our lives. But we're going to come through it, man. We have to come through it. Like, good always wins in the end, I believe, you know. And Martin Luther King said, the universe always bends towards justice. I'm a great belief in that myself. And I think the light always outshines the darkness, man.
Okay, I just want to add to that as well for Jim. You know, folks, we are going through this kind of tribulation at the moment, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. And, you know, people say, well, what's our role in this? What are we going to do? Well, everybody who's listening to this show tonight, you're all part of the solution. And you are going to be the people who are going to be helping the people who will get a sudden awakening when it comes on the media, or when all these people are exposed for what they are and the crimes they did. There's going to be people around you, your friends and family and your neighbours, who are going to be in shock, because they're just going to get a sudden dose of reality and they will just won't be able to comprehend it. And that's where your job's going to be. That's where you're going to come in, is you're going to be there. If they come to you and ask questions, you can sit them down with a cup of tea and then start educating to them exactly what's going on. So people have said, well, what's my job in this? What's my role in this? And that's going to be your role, along with helping to wake people up, obviously. Your role will be to, when people, because at the moment, it's on the fringe. It's kind of coming out, but it's not out yet. But when it starts coming out that, you know, certain people, I'm not going to mention any names for legal reasons, but you know who they are in politics and in entertainment and all. When it all comes out that that person did this and that person did that, there is kind of going to be, oh, I don't believe that. But the evidence will be there to back it up and they'll be in shock. And then your job will be, everybody who's tuning into the show, your job will be to help them understand what went on, because they won't have a clue. They have no kind of point of reference at all. They just one day, you know, everything's okay. Next day, oh my God, what's this going on?
We're very lucky, Alan, that we've had a heads up in advance. We had our awakening years ago, and you know, basically, as you know, and anybody that woke up, you go through a mourning period. First, it's just absolute shock, terror. Your whole ground goes from underneath you. Your world falls apart, and it's just crazy. But you know, my awakening was a good thing, because I always felt there was something wrong in the world. And basically, when I woke up, everything made sense then, because I always wondered, even as a child, like, why is the world always in a perpetual state of war? You know, why is there a perpetual state of famine? Why is there people starving in a world of plenty and all this? And then, as soon as I woke up, bingo, boom, the whole jigsaw just fell together. You know, and I could see it as clear as a picture, you know, and so basically we went through our, but then, you go through mourning then, and it takes a while, man, to come to terms with all this stuff, man. Like, you see that the world in a completely different place, but it, You know, so we're ahead of time. So luckily we are spiritually prepared for this, and whatever else happens, you know, like, I'm ready for it, man, because I literally prefer to just die on my feet than live on my knees, man. I don't care. I don't care what happens from here on in. I know that we have nothing to lose, man. They are going to wipe us out if we allow this nightmare come to reach its full fruition. So, yeah, we're going to be there to help awaken. Well, not awaken, to explain their law. But they'll have already realized then that, yeah, Michelle Obama is a man. Barack Obama his real name is Barry Satoro. Yeah, all the Hollywood stars are pedophiles. And, yeah, most of the prime ministers were. And, you know, they eat children and all this kind of stuff. And Bohemian Grove and the presidents and
Legally, not all the Hollywood stars are pedophiles. Let's get that right. For legal reasons, okay?
I don't mean to say that. No, yeah, okay. All right, so
yeah, we have to be very careful. Okay, next question. Because obviously we have to make sure we're on the legal side. That's why I don't mention any names. Because then we can't have defamation of character when there's nobody's name being mentioned. And we say obviously allegedly until it's proven they're innocent, of course.
The magnitude of what people are about to wake up to, man, it's just like...
Oh, yeah, it's going to blow their mind,
not going to be able for it, man.
Well, everything
is a lie, Alan, as you know, man.
Everything.
Our whole world is built on a lie. Everything, all the science that we've been taught in school, all the education, it's all built on theories, theory of evolution, theory of gravity, theory of relativity, even the theory of the globe Earth. It's only a theory. It's never been proven. There's no photographs of Earth from outer space. It's crazy. The magnitude of what people are about to understand is true. There's going to be a lot of heart attacks, man.
And that's why
there will be a pandemic then. There'll be a heart attack pandemic.
There will be. Well, I tell you, that's why people need to have, and I hate to keep saying it, but they need to have a fluid belief system. Because if your belief system is fluid, it won't affect you. If you're stuck solid in the belief system and you're not prepared to challenge it, then when that truth comes out that goes against what you believe, then obviously you're going to be in shock. So have a fluid belief system. Right, next question. From Liam again, Liam Norton, and Liam wants to know, we are told that there is a new strain of COVID. Doesn't that not make the COVID-19 vaccine already out of date? Well, as Terry said earlier on, they haven't even isolated COVID-19.
Yeah, but the answer to that is the vaccines can all be updated by the 5G. This is the whole thing. So once they're in your body, they can't get out. They've got little tiny hooks on them, the nanobots. And they can't get out, and they can be updated. And they want to get a lot of these vaccines into us, two or three of them. It's a binary or a trinary attack. It can't just be done with one injection for some reason. I'm no psycho scientist that can explain this or anything. I don't know the ins and outs of it. But basically, allegedly, the 5G will be able to update this thing. And yeah, just crazy science fiction nightmare. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to the next question here. I'm just sorting them out there. Another question coming in there. Let me just do that. Well, okay. So COVID, yeah, look, you know, the whole strain, the second virus is the fear. People were getting so used to COVID-19 and getting back to normal, because what they want us to do is abnormal for human beings, right? It's not normal for us to be 2 meters away from each other, right? That's not normal. So, we're so used to, out of repetition for years and years and years, that we are so close to standing nearer to somebody rather than 2 meters. And all of a sudden the government is saying you have to be 2 meters away. It's not natural. And that's why a lot of people aren't sticking to it, because it's not in their nature to be like that, right? Mm-hmm. So they needed another fear. They needed, people are getting used to COVID-19. We need another virus. Roll out virus number two. And then obviously virus number two comes out, and it's supposed to be more lethal than virus number one. And virus number three, four and five will also be lethal.
I've been saying that since day one. There'll be mutations one after the other. There'll be a new boogeyman after the other, and it'll never end. It'll never end until people just stop complying, stop wearing these face nappies, and stop social distancing. Just stop it. Imagine if one village of people, here's the power of people now. Imagine if one village of people decided, no way are we wearing masks into shops. Everybody in the village, it'd be impossible to do. But let's say hypothetically this happened. Everybody stopped wearing masks. And they said, we're not wearing masks. Just go into the supermarkets without a mask. The shops wouldn't close. The supermarkets wouldn't close. They would have to continue business as usual. That's the power of people, you know, and it's crazy, man. You know, people don't really understand their power, man.
It's it's people power. I just want to jump in here quickly, Terry. I'm watching the time as well. It's just a mention by Bluebell on the chat room that the power went out in Italy and Pakistan. According to Simon Parks, the power that went out in Pakistan is because Nancy Pelosi was apparently going to be selling a company, I think it's General Electric's or something like that, to the Chinese. And there was something got to do with General Electric being in Pakistan. So the power went out to stop that from happening. When the laptops were seized in the Capitol building, because when the rioters went in, all the laptops were seized. Nancy Pelosi's laptop was apparently taken as well. And on her laptop was a deal that she was doing with the Chinese regarding a General Electric company, or a company like that, a corporate company. And so basically they knocked out the power grid to stop that from happening. Now, if you go over to YouTube and type in Simon Parks, he'll give you his January 10th update and he talks about it. As for the power gone out in Italy, I don't know why the power went out, but there is rumours that the Pope has been arrested. I don't know. I wasn't there, so I didn't see it. But these are the rumours that are going around that the Pope has been arrested for serious...
We can always dream, Alan.
For various... Well, I've heard, you know, you hear these things, you know, you hear that this person's been arrested, that person's been arrested, next day you see them. Now, is that a clone or is that a double? You just don't know. Apparently as well, just for your interest, Biden is not long on this earth. Apparently, he's very, very ill at the moment, Biden. So the push is on for Camilla to take over his role. And Nancy Pelosi is not well either, and she mightn't last. Okay, so just to let you know, that information's from Kim, by the way.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Nothing would surprise me, man. They could put Kermit the Frog in the White House now, and the zombies would go along with it, and they would cheer him on, and it wouldn't matter now. I mean, the absurdity, there's no limits now, you know.
Yeah. More questions for you there, Terry. So it's, you know, it's great. Cheers for the questions, folks. Joan wants to know, is Terry in contact with John Weagle on his very topic? I believe John, not a young man, has been doing fantastic work like Terry.
John Weagle, never heard of him, no.
Okay, John Weagle was on the show. Well, he's on OAM, and John talks about all the dangers of communication equipment, 5G and all that kind of stuff. And I get emails from John Weagles coming in. So he's still knocking about and he's still doing what he's doing. So obviously you're not in touch. Jim wants to know, question, any projects going on with Harry Rhodes of interest?
No, I haven't been in touch with Harry now in the last few months. We used to Skype pretty regularly. I haven't been in touch with him now in a while. Must catch up, but nothing going on with Harry at the moment. No, we've done the tour in America that time in Canada. It was with Harry. Yeah, we've done a lot of stuff. We visited the Met office in 2015, the home of the Global Weather Control supercomputer. And yeah, we went to a lot of the conferences, the climate engineering conferences as well, where they propose on blocking out the sun, which they're already doing for decades. But yeah, myself and Harry went to lots of things together, but no, I haven't done it with him lately, no.
Okay, well, just a quick one on that. I might get Harry on the show in Feb, because Harry and his team have been doing work in the background. I don't want to mention it because I'm not sure whether he'd want me to mention it, but he's been doing sterling work to aid in their, you know, winning or sorting a few problems out that needed to be sorted out. That's all I can say. But if he comes on, I'll let him decide whether he wants to say it or not, you know, because you never know whether
you
want to say
it. Have you interviewed him about that particular subject matter?
The last interview I did was last year, so I'll get him on again, and right. I will ask him whether if he wants to mention it or not, and if he does.
Oh, I'm sure he wouldn't mind. Yeah, I'm sure the audience are wondering what you're talking about.
Well, I'll let him make that call. It's not for me to make that call
because no problem. You know, all right.
So, but yeah, I'll get him on, and then he can tell us what he's been up to. And anyway, it's probably best to leave it for a few weeks because then he'll probably have more to talk about. You know, you know what I'm talking about. So, okay, Peter has a question here. And Peter says, what are the main countries that have chemtrail spraying, and are there any countries that don't spray? I'm in Australia. I don't think there are any here due to the spread of the population over a very large area. It would be very costly, like dollars, loads of money for them to do something like that in Australia.
Yeah, all NATO, United Nations countries are being sprayed, and there's a few exceptions, a few South American countries. Australia's definitely been sprayed. I know a lot of activists over there in Melbourne and Sydney, and New Zealand as well. So yeah, I mean, most of the planet has been sprayed, man. And so that's the what I call the clandestine side of atmospheric manipulation is the chemtrailing. But on the commercial side, the clandestine side is the chemtrails, which basically we can prove with photographs, with rainwater samples, and with common sense. And when we see spray nozzles are fitted to commercial airliners to disperse these substances. But apart from that, we actually can't really prove on paper that it's going on. But what we can prove on paper is going on is what I call the commercial side of climate manipulation, where basically you can order weather in the morning. You can have sunshine tomorrow or next week, or rain in the morning. You can have snow. If you're a crop owner, you can have rain to enhance your crop through a drought or to save a crop or whatever. This is the commercial side. Companies like Rain on Request, where you can order rain on order. They're all on my website, climatechangeagenda.com. But all these companies are operating all around the world, and there's one company in Australia called Snowy Hydro, and they operate in the Blue Mountains in New South Wales. And this is basically it's an artificial ski resort. And when the snow doesn't fall there, they artificially create the snow. It's called Snowy Hydro. Just look up Snowy Hydro Artificial Snow Creation Australia. But this basically involves putting substances into the atmosphere. It's not through airplanes, but it's dispersing into the clouds by ground-based burners. But on my website, I've also got a link to the World Meteorological Organization's list of countries globally that are active in full-time weather modification programs. And there's 56 countries, 52 countries altogether on that list of countries with active weather modification programs. And Australia is one of them. So you are being sprayed. There's one video on my website as well, and it's back from the 1960s in Adelaide, cloud seeding projects that were undertaken there in the 1960s. There was Adelaide University involved in it, the Australian Air Force. Basically experimenting with the clouds to bring rain, to bring snow, you name it, spraying substances into the clouds to artificially induce rain. And yeah, so it's been going on in Australia. The commercial side of it has been going on since at least the 60s. But the clandestine, the chemtrailing is going on there as well since the 90s, like it has here, but very hard to actually prove it on paper.
Yeah. I just want to say, by the way, about the thing about the Pope. Until I see the Pope being brought out in handcuffs and put in a cop car, I won't believe it either. But it'd be, I'd like to see it or something similar. I'd also say Shane on the chat room said that Camilla is not a natural born American, so she can't take over. Well, isn't that the issue with Barack Obama? He was a natural born American and he was president, so I wouldn't let that put a past them, for them to actually go and do that. I'm sure they'll find a birth cert using Photoshop and do what they did for Barack Obama and do something like that. Yeah, I'm just looking at what else people are saying. Yeah, I know about people talking about fracking as well. So there we are. So Terry, we have about 15 minutes left, and I want to obviously talk about solutions and talk about what you think we should be doing in Ireland, because we're in Ireland now and we've a lot of Irish listeners, and we know of international listeners, but we've obviously Irish people logging in as well. And we are now, 3 weeks away from apparently getting out of level 5. We're on level 5 now. So What do you think we should be doing, or what do you think is going to be coming down the line?
Well, to a certain extent, it's beyond our control at this stage, I think, because it's going to play out. I'm pretty much resigned to the fact that we've just got to kind of just sit back and watch the show, but not to say that to be complacent. Obviously, just keep spreading information, not complying. I mean, non-compliance is a big thorn in the side of any dictatorship. Stop socially distancing. Stop all this crap. You know, just stand out from the rest of the zombies. Not that it's going to make a whole lot of difference, but I don't know. Look, at every action has an equal and positive reaction. You know, by doing nothing, we're not going to affect any change. So anything is better than nothing. So, you know, just, you know, share information. I don't know. Spiritually prepare ourselves is really what we, I suppose, need to be working on, because I've done as much as I can kind of do, trying to wake people up over the last 12 years of my, whatever I want to call it, my mission, my ministry, my journey. I don't even know what it is, man. But, you know, I've done as much as I could, and I knew this point was coming at some point in time. I didn't know that it would be so soon in my life, and I certainly didn't think it would happen so quick. Oh, my God. Because, I mean, the acceleration, the speed of which is happening, like, it's just crazy. But, yeah, really, solutions, yeah, that's non-compliance, share information, prepare yourself, man. But Alan, like the whole thing, I just want to basically paint a picture of basically why they would do this, like the entire pandemic, obviously to bring about totalitarianism. But just look at what they have been able to achieve in 1 year. Basically, it's ticked all the boxes for the ruling elite. They're going to be able to bring in facial recognition cameras now, which are already there. But the social distancing is perfect for them, because we need to be 6 foot apart for these facial recognition cameras to work. The cashless society is going to be reality now, because, oh, we can't handle cash because the virus is everywhere. So, and everything is going to be moved over to cryptocurrency and this and that. But, you know, so it fulfills the wish list of the ruling elite, and absolute everything that they would never have been able to bring about, you know, in 20 or 30 years, well, probably would have taken 20, 30 years to do. It's all happening now, and it's ticking all the boxes. And basically, people are just going along with it, and they're just beating the drum to their own slavery, and they're acting along with this pantomime. And it's just, it's crazy, man. But I just want to talk quickly about the vaccine. There was one thing about the vaccine I didn't mention. What they want to do with the vaccine also is to remove chromosome 8 from human genetics. Chromosome 8 is the gene for empathy, love, and compassion. And so once, if this vaccine gets into whatever, how many millions of people, billions, which it will, these people will lose their love, compassion, and empathy if this vaccine does what the controllers have told us it's going to do, which is remove chromosome 8. And wouldn't that be perfect? If you're a psychopathic, inbred ruling elite that want to rule a planet with absolute tyranny, wouldn't it be absolutely ideal if the entire planet was a bunch of psychopaths as well? The most obedient order followers, obviously we are that already, but imagine a world full of psychopaths, not only the controllers themselves, but everybody that was vaccinated, psychopaths as well. And, you know, I don't know, turn on the rest of us as well. I don't know, Hunger Games kind of stuff and all. Who knows what they got in the pipeline for us, man, but we need to prepare food, you know, store up in the food. If you're in America, obviously they're well armed. I mean, I'd be very comfortable here. I'd feel very comfortable if I was armed here. You need guns to protect yourself, man, regardless of what the zombies will think and what the media has brainwashed you to think. A free society is only free until they are armed, because the military and the police will always, in the end, turn the weapons on the people. So, yeah, but prepare, man, in whatever way you can.
I always say, and I've always said it for years, it's better to have it and not need it, and need it and not have it. So It's important at this time. The next 12 days up to the inauguration is going to be important. And what they're saying is that Trump is going to have the inauguration in the White House for obvious reasons. And I know apparently Simon Parks also said that they have today they have started the insurrection. Trump has activated the insurrection. So I think the next 12 days are going to be very, very interesting.
Oh, man.
Keep an eye on the alt media. But, you know, take everything with a pinch of salt unless it is confirmed, because there is a lot of stuff going around at the moment and you don't know what to believe, you know?
So many red herrings, man. But who knows how this movie is going to play out, man. Just looking at the Capitol Hill pantomime the other day, oh, my God, allegedly these protesters, they penetrated the security of one of the most secure buildings in America, just like 9/11. I mean, what are the chances, yeah? And some guy dressed up as Baphomet, you know, the lamb, goat creature or whatever that the Knights Templars worshipped or whatever. And it's just so obviously bread and circus, bloody entertainment. It's just, but people actually think it's real. But I don't know how it's going to play out, man. I'm expecting something like from the film Mars Attacks or something. You know, did you ever see that?
Yeah.
You know.
But let me just add in here. You know, Mars Attacks. Yeah, I mean, you don't know. But the thing is, I do. I feel obviously. Liam on the chat room said, "What is Terry's solutions?" He has given all the negative side. Give us some hope. And I do have a few things.
Is he saying still that I haven't given any solutions?
Basically, well, we gave a few solutions. Is there anything else you want to add from a solution point of view?
Well, basically, how do you take down the biggest, the most powerful empire the world has ever known? I don't really have the answer to that as one simple man here. I'm just a bloke.
Yeah, you know? I mean, you don't. You mean I brought you on the show and you've no solution? No. I will say this, right? Look. This is a 5D chess game, right? And if anybody knows how to play chess, the whole idea is that when you're playing the game, you analyze every move your opponent can make, and you make sure that whatever move he makes, you counter that move. That's really the game of chess, right?
Yeah.
So what Trump is doing, and I'm pretty confident that Trump and all the people behind him, Flynn and everybody else, all know the game. They have to expose themselves for people to see. And this is exactly what's going on. Because people are, you know, as I said earlier, people are turning around and going, even if they don't like Trump, they're turning around and going, but hang on a minute, who are these tech companies to switch off his Twitter account? That's you know, they're getting rid of free speech. You can't do that. And the fact-checking on Facebook only start coming in when the truth start coming out. Did you notice that? So basically, and this is what's happening, and every time the deep state do something, because they do it in a rush, they are exposing themselves, and this is what Trump is doing. It's the art of war by Sun Tzu. You sit back and let your enemy expose themselves for everybody else to see, and then you go in and do the tidy up. So there's the solution. That's what's going on. We just have to do our job. You know, we agreed to take this job before we came down here. And this is the job we all have to do, is to do our bit, because everything counts in everything we do. No matter how big or small it is, everything counts. Every little thing we do is all ripples in the pond. So don't think that because you're not in working with Trump that you're not contributing and not making a difference. Everybody makes a difference to the ripple in the pond.
Exactly. So, you know, exactly. And, you know, you know, like, what's the solution? You know, like, people ask me this, and what can you do, people say? Anything but nothing. That's what I've always said to people. And I've done everything I could over the years to try to stop this oncoming tyranny from reaching its fruition. And basically, you know, I've done everything I can to expose so many aspects of the genocide, multi-genocidal operations that are going on, from the fluoridation to the chemtrail to the vaccines. And, you know, I think I've done as good as I can. And, you know, what's the solution? The solution is, like, knowing is half the battle. Informing your fellow man is half the battle, because, you know, they are the people that are ushering this thing in, and they don't even know it. So all we can do is keep on trying to wake these people up. And more people are going to wake up as the days get crazier. More people are going to wake up and they're going to say, Jesus, man, maybe we better go to that conspiracy theorist, Terry or Liam or Alan. And Jesus, maybe, you know, we need to start getting some information and updating myself, or getting myself educated here and getting prepared, because, You know, but I don't have the answer. I don't have that silver bullet answer, man. I don't think anybody does. And if they tell you to do, they're just grandstanding or whatever. But I don't know what they're going to do, man. As I was talking about the Mars attacks thing and all, maybe they might, I don't know, Trump might get ushered in as the next president, whatever. I don't know, but it doesn't really matter. He's only a president of Corporation America anyhow. If he got in as the president of the landmass of America, that'd be a different thing, wouldn't it? So I suppose it's another conversation, Alan, isn't it? The whole mind control that we've been under with the lie about everything, about the fiction of everything when it comes to even us. You know, we actually don't exist as humans to the government. We're just birth certificates. We're just numbers, just like the landmass of each country. It's only fictional. It only exists in our mind, you know, and, you know, it comes down to natural law. And people need to understand that as well. Natural law, I suppose, that's another conversation in itself. Like, I mean, that's understanding who we are and understanding how we are not slaves to these people is, I mean, that's half the battle. Is another half of the battle, whatever, you know?
Yeah, we need to bring back common law or Brehren law.
Common law.
Get away from this law. This bar legislation system that they brought in. And we need to go back to that. But here's the problem. And I know we've only a few minutes left, but here's the problem. For people ask me, how do I gauge things? Well, it goes back to what I've said before, and myself and Steve have done the seminar about the child mind and the adult mind. When you understand the difference between the child mind and the adult mind, and when you ask somebody, as I think Bluebell said, she goes up to somebody and asks them a question, and if they give her the wrong answer, she knows where their mind is at. Well, that's how you do it. That's basically it, because the child mind is the ego and the selfishness, and the adult mind is humility and wisdom. Mm-hmm. And if they have an adult mind, they'll be more open-minded to what's going on. But if they have the child mind, then they won't challenge their belief system, and cognitive dissonance will kick in. So if you go back to the psychology and how the mind works, that will give you a better idea of how to deal with people and whether it'll work or whether it won't work. And there are people, as we all know, that, you know, your Uncle Pat and your Auntie Joan, where you just don't say anything to them because they're just not ready for it. They'll find out. If they find out and see it on the news when it's all exposed, then they might come to you.
Yeah, exactly.
And you might say, Terry, you know, what's all this? You know all about this conspiracy stuff. What's going on? And then that's where your job kicks in.
There's a Chinese proverb, and it says, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Mm. And basically, you know, that would apply to now, you know. And so many people have come to me looking for information now. And this is great. Like, I mean, this is the moment I've been waiting for, man, you know. But there's also... talking about China, there's a word in the Chinese language, and it means three things. One word, it means three things, and it means a time of great change, a time of great upheaval, but also a time of great opportunity. And we are living in that time now. We have an opportunity to turn course here, change course on the human journey. We are being presented with this opportunity to live the rest of our lives as abject slaves. We've been free-range slaves up till now, even though most people never realise it. But now the velvet globe is coming off the iron fist and people are realising that we are in a tyranny here. So basically, it's one road or the other. It's the road of tyranny or it's the road of freedom. And we can go down the road of freedom, man, because free will and freedom is aligned with the creator and creation. Anything else is not. All evil and all this genetically modified stuff and transhumanism and all, that goes against the creation, So, I mean, we've got light on our side, man. We've got goodness on our side, and we've got right on our side, which is more important than everything. But, we're not alone in this. It's not just a physical battle either. It's a spiritual battle. And, like, the physical world that we live in, people are expecting things to play out in the physical world. There's more going on, man, and these controllers know it. This is what the whole galactic alignment thing and all, they're afraid of and all. But if you think about it, this 3D, five-sense reality that we inhabit only accounts for 0.003 of the electromagnetic spectrum in the entire universe. So basically what we see, hear, smell, touch, and taste, we're basically blind to what else is going on, basically, because of all other dimensions and, you know, spirits and whatever, you know, interdimensional entities, whatever, I don't know. You know, but we're blind. There's so many other forces working with us. And I've heard spiritual mediums, so many radio shows of people, experts, people very knowledgeable in their field saying this, that there's a lot of good forces coming to our assistance now. And I think long term, always good wins over evil, man. So we need to bear that in mind at all times. And, you know, we'll get through this, man.
No, it's always darkest before the dawn. But Terry, yeah, we've reached that time. A big thank you for coming on the show. Much appreciated for taking the time to come on. Tell us where people can find your website, or if they want to contact you to follow up on the information. Give out all your details there, Terry.
My website is climatechangeagenda.com. And my Facebook page is Terry Lawton, LAWTON. It's a bit of a tough one to pronounce when you're Irish. It's an English name. It's always been a nightmare to pronounce. But so it's LAWTON. And my YouTube channel is T-Bird Lauderdale. But it probably won't be there too long. But my YouTube channel is, you can get there from through my website. Anyhow, all my videos on my website or from my channel. So that's it. That's my contact details. And yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Really, yeah. Well, Terry, a big thank you for coming on the show and sharing that information. Good luck in all the work that you're going to be doing. I know you're going to be very busy, as we probably all will be to a certain extent. The next couple of weeks are going to be unbelievable for this planet because of what's going on. And I just hope, you know, I know people kind of slag off Trump, but you're buying into what the media are saying about Trump. Seriously, I'm not saying he's perfect, but, you know, he's brought in, I think in the 4 years he was in, 126 executive orders to benefit the people. I mean, he's doing something right. All the other politicians before him didn't do anything like that. So you have to don't look at the man, but look at what the man has done. And that's the important thing. Okay, Terry, I'm going to just stay with me there. Just going to go off to a musical break and we'll be back after this.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
Okay, that was Terry Lawton. Thanks for Terry for coming on. And we covered a number of topics. Well, everything that's affecting all of us and what's going on and information that we're researching on the internet and we're seeing going on. I will say that I just said it there and I'm going to say it again. The next few weeks are going to be very important for this planet because seeing what these psychopaths want to do to the planet is just unreal. So let's just hope. The plan is, I mean, I do believe there's a 5D chess game being played and it's there's a lot being planned and arranged and allowed for to happen. And I'm not saying they have it all sussed, like the good guys have it all sussed, because you have to allow for things that you didn't plan for. But in general, I think they have a good take on what's going on. But we won't know until the next few weeks. We'll see what happens. I will say there's a lot of talk about power down, power supplies gone off, and especially having food prepping for 2 weeks, at least have food for 2 weeks, especially if you're a listener and you're in America. I think it's important for you to prep because they will try and cause problems with the food chain. So I think for everybody, if you can afford it, go down and just top up your food. It gives you peace of mind. As I say, it's better to have it and not need it, and need it and not have it. Because if you have it and something happens, you're covered. If you don't have it and you need it, then you're going to be panicking. So just have a bit of food there just in case. It's always good to have that. We don't know what's going to be happening in the next few weeks, but I'm just kind of keeping an eye on things. If you want to kind of a quick understanding of what happened in Pakistan, then if you type in Simon Parks, go over to his YouTube page and listen to that. He does a 10-minute talk on what's going on. Have a listen to that as well. Now, during the week, I listen to talk radio on YouTube. And, you know, they are a commercial radio station on the Ofcom and everything else, but they do question the narrative. I find that quite refreshing. They do question the narrative, and actually YouTube just deleted them. and they relied on YouTube. Because even though they're on DAB, the digital radio system, people weren't listening to that as much as they were going to YouTube, and that's where they were getting their audience and their money. So they questioned YouTube, and anyway, within the day, talk radio came back up. And I agree with some of the people, and I don't agree with some of the people. It is what it is. But there's some speakers on there that do turn around and go, hang on a minute, why all the control? Why are they taking people down? It gets people asking questions. Why are they doing this? So that's kind of interesting. Now, the other thing I came across as well was Rachel Elgin. Now, Rachel Elgin, I think that's how she pronounces her last name, was the lady who started Red Letter Day in the UK, and she was one of the Dragon's Den. And I mentioned her name before because she's wide awake now, what's going on. And you can sign up to her page, and she's doing Zoom calls with people. So I've actually connected with Rachel through the Zoom call idea. And I've asked Rachel if she would do an interview. I don't know whether she will or not, but I've asked her anyway. I've said, would you come on and talk to us? But she put out this idea, which I thought was a good idea. And she said, politicians introduce opt-out legislation. So what if the Irish politicians brought in this opt-out legislation? And it says, meaning any business, pubs, restaurants, gyms, clubs, can opt out of the coronavirus legislation, as can any customers who choose to go in there. These places become mask-free with no social distancing, no silly pointy arrows, no ridiculous Perspex screens or in-and-out-door nonsense. Anyone who wants to be COVID-compliant, please stay away from these opt-out zones. Let's even take it a stage further. Opt out of NHS COVID treatment too. You take all the risk if you opt out. What's the guessing all these places would be ram-packed? Probably filled with people smoking and drinking too. Right now, I reckon most people wouldn't give a damn about the risk of dying to be given the chance to fully live. So what if there was an option for a business to opt out? And you go, I'm going to opt out of this COVID, and that anybody comes in here, you take responsibility for your own life. Well, there's a novel idea. Instead of the government deciding for you, because we're obviously too stupid to make that choice ourselves and work out what the risk factor is. So we need our government and the nanny state to tell us, you know, and take responsibility for our health, so we're incapable of doing it. So Rachel's idea, which is a great idea, I think, is have an opt-out option where you don't, you can, a business or a pub, the pubs can open up. And they say, this is an opt-out pub. If you are concerned, if you're a mask wearer or you're concerned about getting the vaccine or getting the virus, then obviously don't come in here. But for people who are not, you know, interested and they want to carry on living and have a normal life, they're allowed into the pub. I think that's a great idea. Why not have an opt-out option? I think that would be a good idea. But I'm sure she has a few other ideas that she's actually mentioned. So, you know, maybe if I get on the Zoom call with her and have a chat with her, I think that would be interesting. If we can get her on the show, that would be even better. But I'd just like to thank everybody who has come on the chat room, and we had a good chat. Loads of questions, fantastic for Terry. Next week, I have a guest that I've never interviewed before, a chap called Wajet Hassan. I think that's the way his name is, Wajet. And he's into metaphysics and spiritual stuff and all that kind of thing. So I'm going to get him on, and we'll have a chat next week with him. And then we'll get his take, because he's in America, and we'll get his take on things and see what he says. I'm just reading the chat room there. Julie Hartley Brewer. Julie Brewer Hartley, I think Julie Hartley Brewer, is great on talk radio. Yeah, because, you know, they're beginning to ask questions. I do see, I have seen posts of one or two shops saying, take off the mask, no mask required in this shop, stop doing what your government is telling you. And that's brilliant to see if one or two businesses are doing that. Well, not in Ireland because the businesses are closed. But the PCR test, who are these people going for the bloody PCR tests? My God, if they stop doing that because they're over-amplifying it, you know, it's just nuts. But look, as I said, it's all part of our journey, folks. You know, we're getting impatient and we get frustrated because we just are fed up with this whole thing when we know what's behind it. But this is for the people who aren't aware of it. It's for the people who are not woken up. They need to see it. And the best way for them to see it is if they're affected directly. And I know the London Ambulance people said that the suicide rate over in London has gone through the roof. And people are being affected by mortgages and stuff like that. You know, we are in this kind of, you know, World War III or World War IV, whatever you want to call it. But we just have to support each other. For the people who understand what's going on, support each other. And try and get together with like-minded people. Try and get Zoom groups together and be with like-minded people. I have a PIF meeting every Wednesday with the PIF team, and we have a great chat about everything and anything. So it was good getting together with like-minded people and having a chat with them. But I'm going to love you and leave you again. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to Terry. Thanks to the people on PIR in the chat room as well. Thanks for jumping in there. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you have any information, as usual, send it off to me on email. Make sure you put content with the link and not just the link. I just don't look at the links that just come in on their own because they could be anything. Especially this time with everything else that's going on, you have to be very careful. Okay. And I think up next, Barry Prince on PIR. So for myself, have a good night, have a good week, and don't go too mad. As I say, reach out to people, have a Zoom call with a group of people, and, you know, if you have to take some stress out, that's the best thing to do. Talk to people, get it off your chest. It's the best way to do it, folks. Don't be on your own. Whatever you do, don't be on your own. Link up with people with Zoom. We have the technology to do it. Okay, take care, have a good one, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Circle of White Light Radio on CircleofWhiteLight.com, focusing on solutions and thinking different.